Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name's Natasha, N-A-T-O-S-H-A, Robinson, the common spelling, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
Uh-huh. Okay, can you confirm the phone number?
706-341-2728.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Robinson, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands.
Thank you.
Hi, Ms. Robinson. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yes. Okay, perfect. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of contracts or retainers with an attorney for this matter?
Have not.
You have not? Okay. And is this for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you were. Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatment or any surgeries at all?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
You did? Okay. And then what hospital were you treated at?
At the medical center.
Medical center. Where is that located?
Yes, in Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia. Okay. And what is the name of the medical center?
It's St. Francis.
St.
Practices. Mm-hmm.
Okay. St. Francis in Columbus, Georgia. Is it St. Francis Emory Healthcare?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And do you happen to have the address by any chance?
Yes. 6801 River Road Suite, Columbus, Georgia, 31904.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 31904. I'm seeing a few different ones. Can you repeat the address one more time?
Yes, it's 6801 River Road Suite, 301 Columbus, Georgia, 31904.
301 Columbus, Georgia. Okay. And that's called St. Francis. Is it called Medical Center?
Yes, it is.
St. Francis.
No, it's St. Francis Physician Practices.
Oh, Physician. Okay. Physician Practices?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. 6801 River Road, Suite 301, Columbus, Georgia. And do you have their phone number?
1 second. I can try to look it up. I don't have their number off.
Uh-huh. No problem. Take your time.
The phone number is 706-320-8416.
Okay. 706-320-8416. Okay. And is that where you were diagnosed with the meningioma as well?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Okay. And where did you receive the injection, the Depo Provera? What facility?
In the office.
Was it in that same place, St. Francis?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. So I'll just copy the address here. Give me 1 second.
And the number, and I have a different number, 706-596-4000. That's the actual hospital when I first started going. And then they switched the location.
The location. Okay. So 706-596-4000.
4000. Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the office where you got the injection?
That's why, yes. But where I actually was, where the hospital was, the St. Francis Emory Healthcare, 2122 Manchester Expressway.
Oh, okay. So that's a different address. Okay. Give me one second. St. Francis. Okay. Emory Health. Okay. You said the address is at 2122 Manchester?
Expressway. Columbus, Georgia, 31904.
Okay, 31904. All right. Thank you for that. I just wanted to make sure it's the right address so that they have the right information to look up the medical later. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, so the 706-596-4000, that's the correct number?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so you were treated and you were diagnosed at St. Francis Emory Healthcare, and you said that you also went there to get the Depo-Provera shot?
Yes, because that's where I initially started it.
Oh, okay, that's where you initially started it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll copy the address in the same places here. Give me 1 second. Okay, and then besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No, ma'am.
No, okay. And when were you diagnosed with meningioma? What was the date?
Back in August of 2015.
August of 2015, okay. And mm-hmm. what is your date of birth?
11-17-83.
Okay. And besides yourself, was there anybody else that you know was injured by Depo-Provera?
I know like two more people that talked about it and had like a procedure done. I'm not sure like as far as what else went on with them though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was these family members or friends?
No, just associates that I've worked with before and people that was raising concerns about it, and we were just actually talking about it and happened to be on the same thing, had the same mm-hmm. side effects going on.
Same side effects, I see. Okay, no problem. Let me make a note of that here, and then I'll send you information later so that you can forward it to them, okay?
Okay. All right.
And then did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name of Depo-Provera?
I did.
Yeah, okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
Yes, I've used it several times.
Yeah, okay. How many years, or when did you start using it? What was the year?
Gosh, how old is my daughter? She's 21. My son's 19. Oh, God. You asked when did I actually start using it?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Probably like 1998 when I first started using it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, back in 1998. Yeah. And then when did you?
Yeah, I've been using it for a while.
For a while, okay. Was it more than 20 years?
Probably, yeah, because my daughter is 22.
Okay, yeah. And then when was the last year that you used it?
Actually when that went on, so it had to be let me go back in here in my chart.
Mm-hmm. No problem, take your time.
Probably around the middle of the year, like probably when I started not feeling right about the shot,
mm-hmm.
is when I probably stopped using it. And when I found out this, because actually the doctor was telling me that I need to come off of it because I guess it does something with your bones, but that's just the birth control that I was comfortable with.
Oh, that's
I hadn't
right.
tried anything else.
Uh-huh. You were just comfortable with the Depo. Okay. So
yes, I never tried any other.
Nothing else. Okay. And yeah, I know I have heard people complaining about it was like the bone density, right?
Yeah, that's my doctor was actually trying to get me to, you know, because I had been on it for so long. But mm-hmm. like I said, that was what I was used to. So he just provide like vitamin D and that kind of stuff to try to make sure I can mm-hmm. prevent anything going on with my bones.
Okay. So yeah, some extra vitamins. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you for that. So you stopped using it right before the diagnosis, you said around the middle of the year. So around
once I started like actually brought the concern up about, you uh-huh. know, my symptoms or whatever, uh-huh. being lightheaded was one of the biggest things. And
oh,
then
okay.
we stopped it after like I was going actually in to get my other injection, but mm-hmm. I didn't get it because of you know, this was trying to figure out what was going on with me.
Right.
Because you get
sense.
It every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay. So you stopped, you stopped in 2015?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Do you remember what month?
It had to be probably around June because it was time for me to actually get my shot again coming up when I actually was diagnosed with it.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that does make sense. So right before the diagnosis. Okay. In June.
Yeah.
So I'll put June here. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Female. Okay. And I have your first and last name. I have Natasha Robinson. Do you have a middle initial?
No, ma'am, I don't.
No. Okay. And then I have your phone number here. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then based on the information so far, it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements. So I'm going to go ahead and continue with the intake. At the end of the questionnaire, I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives the permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Okay.
Okay.
All right, perfect. And then I do have an email here. I have nacnetworking101@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's NAC, correct? Networking?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Are you able to open text messages and your email through your phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I'll send you the document at the end of the questions here. And then can you verify your social for the attorneys?
422-196-199.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
The current mailing is 2317 Dale Brock Drive, Phenix City, Alabama, 36869.
Okay. Can you spell the street name for me?
Yes. Delbrock Drive.
Delbrock Drive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the city?
Phenix City, Phenix. Mm-hmm. Phenix City, Alabama.
Phenix City, Alabama. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's 36869, the zip code?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And is there a unit number or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. All right. And then do you have a copy of the medical records you can provide the attorneys later?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact number in case something happens. So if we can't reach you for an extended period of time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. And for that, is it someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Yes, lives with me.
Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My daughter.
Your daughter. Okay. And what is the phone number?
334-540-4042.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. 33. Can you repeat it?
334-540-4042.
4042. Okay, perfect. And that's your daughter. And what's her first and last name?
Anaja Robinson.
Can you spell that for me?
A-N-A-J-I-A-H.
Anaja Robinson. Okay. All right. And do you have an email for her?
I don't know it by heart. I have to probably get it, but she's at work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. I'll just put your email for now, but as long as we have her phone number. Okay, and then she lives with you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you that document to sign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
You have? Okay, perfect. So you'll be familiar with it. It's just a few initials, a few signatures, and you'll just tap it and you draw your signature. I'll stay on the line with you just in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page. You can put me on speaker now if you haven't already.
Okay.
All right. Let me just make sure everything is spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over. I'll send it to your email and also through a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open that up.
Okay.
Okay, and you'll see it soon. It'll say Mass Torch Strategies, or it'll have my name. Natalia wants to send a DocuSign.
Okay. Okay, and now I'm pulling it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
continue. So please sign. Okay. Okay, sign.
And then while you do that, I'm going to send you another text message with my direct desk line and then the phone number of the attorneys that you'll be with, okay?
Okay. Okay, it says you're done signing.
Oh, okay. That was pretty quick. So let me just make sure that everything went through. All right, perfect. So everything's signed. And Ms. Natasha, you'll also get another email with a copy of everything that you signed. So you'll have that for your records. Now,
okay.
The next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to receive the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do a case verification call, and then they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. That's it for this call today. Again, my name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. If you have any questions or any concerns or any problems with the law firm, you can send me a text or you can call me back, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
Bye.